From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A faculty group says the task force that recommended closing nearly 30 graduate programs and consolidating others at the University of Missouri used information from a flawed source. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that members of the university's chapter of the American Association of University Professors released their statement this past weekend. The statement focuses on the data from Academic Analytics, a North Carolina-based company that compiles data on faculty productivity. The task force cited low enrollment and low research output as reasons for some of the recommended program cuts. But the faculty statement says the task force's report missed differences between academic disciplines while pursuing a, quote, one-size-fits-all measurement to determine the future of some programs. A feasibility study announced yesterday will look at the value and cost of an ultra-high-speed Hyperloop system across Missouri, potentially moving people between St. Louis and Kansas City in a half hour's time. Kansas City-based Black and Veatch will conduct the study in partnership with the University of Missouri System and Virgin Hyperloop One, a company working to develop the world's first Hyperloop system. The study will consider technical issues, the potential economic impact, and other benefits of a Hyperloop along the Interstate 70 corridor. The study will take about 6 to 9 months, and feasibility studies are also underway in Colorado and Texas. A ban on abortions after 20 weeks gathered support and criticism at a hearing last night. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more.
The proposed bill, one of more than 20 bills related to abortion this session, prohibits an abortion after 20 weeks. Representative Donna Lichtenager, the bill's sponsor, chose this cutoff period because that is when the fetus can feel pain. Lichtenager cited Missouri's current law, stating that performing an abortion after the fetus can feel pain is equivalent to assault. Representative Cora Faith Walker questioned Lichtenager on the bill, stating that legal viability, the current cutoff for abortions under Missouri law, is not about pain.
What my question is, and maybe you can have someone that can come and testify about whether or not the presence of pain or the ability to feel pain equates to viability, because I've not seen any sort of research that suggests that.
The bill drew both support and scrutiny from the public, with 6 people speaking for the bill and 6 speaking against it. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
The City of Columbia Parks and Recreation Department plans to hold events throughout February in honor of Black History Month. One new event this year is a Black History Month Art Expo. Jay Bradley, the recreation specialist for the Parks and Recreation Department, says the Art Expo will showcase local Columbia artists.
We just want to expose the Columbia area to the local talent that's around them, to where the community could see kind of all the things that the artists are working on.
A Black History display will be open every day in February at the Armory Sports Center near 7th and Ash Street. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.